You're holding the Yud Beis and Aleph from the bottom. The bottom lines, three lines from the bottom. Shor Rabbi Yishmael Lesher Be'akiva. Rabbi Yishmael Lesher Be'akiva. Kishor Yomahalchim Baderach. When they were going on the road. Omalei. Ato Sheshimashto Es Nochem Ishgamzu. Like you learned, you were Meshamesh to Sir Tzadik Nochem Ishgamzu. Chov Be'ishona, 22 years. Shor Yedorish Kol Esen Shebatoira. And Nochem Ishgamzu used to dash in every time a Torah says S. Like, what does it mean? What's the chiddush of the S? So he asked him, the pasuk says, Eis ha-shamayim v'eis oretz. Ma ha-yadarish ben. Hey, what does the Torah have to say? Bereshis Baruch Elokim, Eis ha-shamayim. What's the Eis and what's the Eis? Omaleh, he answered back, Ilu ne'amah shamayim v'oretz. If the pasuk just would have said shamayim v'oretz without Eis and Eis, Ha-yisi Omer would have said, shamayim is the pshat that shamayish la-kodesh baruch hu. That's the Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. That's why I would have thought. Achshav shenemar, Eis ha-shamayim, like it says, Bereshis Baruch Elokim, it would have just said Shemayim, I would have thought that's Hashem's name. Now that it says Eis ha-shamayim, I know it means something else. It means the sky. Hashem created the sky. The Eis oretz, Yeshemayim, we see, means Shemayim mamish, and oretz means oretz mamish. Because Baruch Hu created the Shemayim and he created the oretz. Now he says, Eis Oretz Lomeli. So why is the Pesuk have to say Eis Oretz? So let it just say Eis HaShemayim. Why does it have to say Eis Oretz? So, Lahaktim Shemayim Loretz. To put the word Shemayim before Oretz. Lahaktim Shemayim Loretz. Shrasha Lahaktim Shemayim Loretz. Diloik Siv Eis Havamina Ka'achas Nivro. They were created together. Heis Breshabolokim Eis HaShemayim Loretz. What do they mean together? Elishiev Shalikroy Shinei Shem is Kachat, you can't call it together. Loch Iksiv Ace Lahaktim. Therefore, it says the word Ace to put one before the other. To say no, that Hashem first created the Shemayim, and then he created the Oretz. Then the Pesuk says, V'yoretz Hoysa Soyev Voyu, and the world was empty. So Mar says, Michti, V'ashemayim Aschel Bereshin. The first Pesuk, first it says, Bereshis Borlokim Ace HaShemayim. First it starts off with the Shemayim. How come now in the second pasuk it starts talking about the Yoretz first, before the Shemayim? It starts right away saying, like how come it left over Shemayim and went to the Yoretz? Tzmora says, Tana Dvar Rabbi Yishmael, Moshul Lemelech Bosav Adam. It's a Moshul, an example to a king. She'oma Liyavodav Hashkimo Lepischi. He told his servants, I want you to wake up early in the morning and come to my door early in the morning. Hishkim, so they got up early. Umotso, noshim v'yanoshim. The king also got up early to see who's there by his door. And he found out there are ladies and men there. Noshim v'yanoshim. Is lemi mishabeach, who did the king give special praise to? Lemi shein darko lahashkim, v'ishkim. To the people like ladies that are not a derech, they're not used to getting up early, and they got up early, they get a bigger yashikoyach. So here also, when Hashem called like the Shemayim Oretz, the Shemayim was easy to come, but the Oretz was harder for it to come. But since Hashem now is giving praise back to the Oretz, that's why it says the second pasuk about the Oretz. So Rashi says, "Lemi shein darko lahashkim vishkim." Misochi nami, the same thing here. To korah la Shemayim tchila. First Hashem called to the Shemayim, heavenly Oretz ein darko lahashkim. Therefore, Oretz is not called; it's not normal for it to come early. Another thing, whatever happened by the world created happened slowly. Hashem created the Shemayim was very fast. And now that the Oros was created right after the Shemayim, that's why Hashem started to talk about the Oros right away. Like it gets the biggest Shemach to Oros over the Shemayim. Right, Tanya, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Oy lohem labriyos sheroyos v'einon yodas, that these people in the world we see, but we don't know marois, we don't know what we see. Oymdois, we're standing on something, v'ein yodois amai hein oymdois, and we don't know what we're standing on. So as we don't know what's doing in this world, we're on this world, and we don't know everything about this world. Ha'oretz amai oymedes, what is this world standing on? Al Hamudim, on pillars, standing on pillars. Shenemar Pesuk says, Hamargiz Eretz from Koymai, Hashem will shake the ground from its place, V'yamudeha Yispalotzun, and its pillars will also shake. So you see, the world is standing on pillars. Amudim, what are the pillars standing up by? Al Hamoyim, on the water. Shenema, the Pasuk says, L'roi Koratz Al Hamoyim. Hashem threw the earth on top of the Mayim. Mashmas, held up by water. Mayim, what is the water held up by? Al Horim, on the mountains. Shenema, Al Horim, Yamdu Mayim. On top of the mountains are going to be the water. And Horim, who's holding up the mountains? Beruach, by the wind. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ki hine yoitzer horim uboire ruach. Hashem created horim, the mountains, and he also created the ruach, the wind. And ruach besorah. And who's taking care of the ruach of the wind? That's besorah, that's with a storm. Sar means the strong winds. Shenem the Pasuk says, ruach sa'ora, like a strong, stormy wind. Oisei devaroi, that does what that does Hashem's words. Sora, who takes care of the stormy winds? Sora, Taluya Bizroyesh LaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's totally hanging by the strength of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar Mitachas Royes Olam. So comes everything boils down as under the strength of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what this world is held up by, one over under the other. The Chachamim say, "Al Yud Beis Amudim Oimdus." This world is held up by 12 pillars. Shenem the Pasuk says, "Yatzev Gvulois Amim LeMispar Bnei Yisrael." Shem I put the pillars of the world, the mispar, the number of Bnei Yisrael, 12 shvatim. The Yeshayim, some say, Zayin Amudim. There are 7 pillars holding up the world. Shenemar Chotzva Mudel Shiva. Like the Mudeh, the pillars of the world are 7. Rabbi Lezer ben Shmuel Oimer al Omud Echot. So the whole world is standing up on one pillar. The Tzadik Shmoy, the name of this pillar is Tzadik. Shenema the Pasuk says, V'Tzadik Yisoid Olam. Tzadik, that's the Yisoid of the whole world. That's like the foundation of the whole world. That's a Tzadik. Tzadik means somebody, he's a Sherlut over his Yetzer. He does what he wants and not listens to his Yetzer. He's a ruler over the Yetzer. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shnei Rekiyim Hein. There are 2 types of Rekiyas, 2 types of Shemayins, and upstairs there are 2 Rekiyas. Shnei Amar Pasuk says, Hein La Hashem Elokecha Shemayim Ushmei Hashemayim. A double Lashon, there's Shemayim, and there's the Shmei Hashemayim. There are 2 types of skies in Shemayim. Resh Lakish Amar Shiva. Shlakish says, no, there are 7 different types of skies. V'yelu Hein, these are the names of the 7 Shemayims. V'loin, like a curtain. Rekia, another one. Shchokim, like clouds, another one. Zavul, a high place, another one. Moin, like you live. Machoin, that's the foundation. And Arovis, that's another Shemayim. There's 7 different Shemayims upstairs. Now, Vilon, what's the first Shemayim of Vilon? Eino Mishamish Klum. Really doesn't do anything. Elo Nichna Shachris V'yotzei Arvis. It goes in the morning and comes out at night. Umechadesh b'chol yoy ma'isa breishis. And every day makes over the ma'isa shemayim, the ma'isa breishis. Rashi says, Nichna Shachris means the toich tikoi v'yor nira. It goes down into orbit, but because of that, there's light is you could see. V'yotzei Arvis, metikoi umespashet lamatim in or. And means at night time it goes under the sun, it covers up the sun. For Yoylam Choshech, because of the Shemayim of Vilon that covers over the sun, that's why the world becomes dark at night. So that's all this Vilon does. It's like a curtain. At night time it covers as a curtain over the sun, it's dark, and by daytime it takes away its curtain, its light. So Rashi says, V'zeh chidush l'maisa breshis b'chol yoyim. That's why it makes over Maisa Precious every day. There's light and there's darkness. That's because of the Shemayim called Vilon. Shenem Manaposik says, Hanoite Kadoik. Spread out like a doik means like a Vilon, like a curtain. Shemayim Vayim Tochem Koyel Loshovis. And he stretches it out to live on. Rashi Kadoik means Uriah, like a type of a curtain. Alma Yesh Shemayim Shein Misham Shemelatash Mashuriah Prusa. To the type of a Shemayim, all it does is just like a curtain, just spreads out. Then the second one is called Rekia. What's the Rekia? Sheboi Chama Ulevona Koichovim Mazolas Kavuyin. That's where the sun, the moon, and the stars and the Mazolas are there. They're in the Shemayim called the Rekia. Shenam and the Pasuk says, Vayitein Oysa Melokim Berekia HaShemayim. Hashem put them, the Kechovim, the Shemesh, the Nireach, Berekia HaShemayim. So Rekia, that's the place where the stars and the moon and sun is. Shchokim, what's the third type of a Shemayim called? The Shchokim, Sheboi Rechayim, Rechayim Oimdois. That's where there's a grinder there. For Toichonis Mon LaSadikim. And it grinds up Mon to give to the Tzadikim. Shenem HaRaposik says, Vayitzav Shchokim Imal, Vedalse Shemayim Sach, Vayamter Aleyim Mon Lechol. That does the Shchokim, that Hashem opened up the delos there, the door there, and it came down Mon to eat. So the mon is there in the Shemayim called Shchokim. There's like a grinder there where Hashem grinds up to send down the mon. Zvul, what's the fourth one? Zvul, Shebo Yerushalayim. There's Yerushalayim Lamala, the Yerushalayim in Shemayim. That's in the Shemayim called Zvul. Shebo Yerushalayim Ubeis Hamikdash. Umizbeach Bonu. There's a Beis Hamikdash there and a Mizbeach there in the Yerushalayim Lamala. Michoel Hasar Hagodol Oimed Umakriv Olav Korban. And Michal, this Malach Michal, the Sar Hagodol, he's the Kayin there, he's Makriv Korbanos. Shenem HaRaposik says, Bono Bonisi Beizvul Lechoin Mochon Shiftucho Oilomin. So the kids, it is this Posik that in this Zvul is the Beis HaMikdash of Lamala. And Minolam Yikra Shemayim, how do we know this Zvul is called Shemayim? Tirsiv HaBeit Mishemayim Rei Mizvul Kotshecho V'Safatecho. You see, he also says Mishemayim and Mizvul, that the Zvul is also called one of the Shemayims. Item number five is Ma'oin. What's Ma'oin? Place of living. Sheboi Kitoi Shemal Chayashoros. That's where the Malachim stay. Sho'im Rois Shira Balayla. They say Shira, they praise Hashem at night. And they're quiet by daytime. They want to give cover to Klai Yisrael. Like Klai Yisrael says Shira to Hashem by Yoim. So when we're saying Shira, they keep quiet. Rashi says, Klai Yisrael gives Shvach, gives praise to Hashem at daytime. Therefore in Shemayim, the Malachim are quiet. But at night time, that's when they say Shira. Shenem HaPosuk says, Yoimam Yitzavu Hashem Chasdoi Ovalayla Shira Imi. That at night time, they're saying Shira. So that's this Moin, that's this place in the Shemayim that the Malachim stay and say Shira at night. Amar Resh Lakish, Kol Oisek Ba Torah Balayla. Whoever learns Torah at night time is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moishech Olam Chutsha Chesed Bayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts upon this person a chut, a stripe of chesed on him by day. Shenemer, put this post that says, Yoimam Yitzavu Hashem Chazdoi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yitzavu by day, it's chesed. He'll give you a chut shal chesed by day. Umatam, what's the reason? Umatam, Yoimam Yitzavu Hashem Chazdoi, what's the reason why at daytime Hashem will give you this chut shal chesed? Mishum of Alayla Shira Imi. Because at night time you were saying, Shira means you were learning Torah. Whoever learns Torah at night, it's a special thing, Hashem puts a chut shal chesed on you by daytime. Omer Rab Levi, Yavik the army, something like this. Omer Rab Shlokish, Kol Oisek Ba Torah Boilam Azeh, whoever learns Torah on this world, Shu Doima Lalaila, this world is Doima tonight, it's Choshech, it's blind here. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshech Olav Chutsha Chesed Olam Abo. A person will be zeichet to have this chut, this stripe of chesed on you in Olam Abo. Shu Doima LaYoyim. Olam Abo is Doima to light, to or. There we'll see the truth, we'll see the real Yoyim. Shenemar our apostle that says, Yoyimam Yitzav HaShem Chazdoi Uvalayla Shirimi. Same thing, why do you have chesed by Yoyim by day in Olam Abo? Because you said Torah Balayla in this world. Amar Rebbe Levi, Kol HaPosek Medivrei Torah, whoever stops goes away from learning Torah. V'yosek Medivrei Sicha, and he stam talk, stam Sicha, stam Dvor Matelim, stam goes to talk, is Ma'achilu Noisai Gachalei Resamin. His oynish is they make him eat burning hot coals. Shenem and Apostle says in Niyov, HaKoitfim Ma'luach Ma'alei Siach, V'sherish Resamin Lachmon. That because of the siyah, because of this talk in vain that they had, they gave him resom and lachman, they had to eat boiling hot coals. Now, for the Gemara, we know that the Ikri Shemayim. How do we know that this Moin is called Shemayim? Good, that's the place where the Malachim are. But how do we know it's also called Shemayim? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ha'ashkifa Memoim Kotchecho Min HaShemayim. Ma'ashma Min HaShemayim goes to Memoin. Moin is also called like the Shemayim. Right, the next one is called Mechoin. That's the sixth one. What's Mechoin? Sheboi Oitzroi Shelag V'Oitzros Borod. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu has his oitzer, he hides there, he has his warehouse of snow, of hail, v'aliyah t'loyim royim. These are the things that Hashem brings down in this world for punishment. In other words, that's the Shemayim that Hashem stores as ammunition where he gives punishment to the people in this world that do bad things. Who are then is t'loyim royim, that the bear do there, v'aliyah sagolim, and strong waves. The chadorah shall soifa, sorah, the bad winds there, storms there, umara shall kitor, there's a mara of smoke there. For thou so sayem esh, and their doors are made out of fire. Shenem the posik says, yiftach Hashem mechos at sori atoiv. Hashem will open up his oitzer atoiv. Fred Gemara, hani v'rikiyas nayu, these things are only in the Shemayim. Hani v'yaris nayu, they're also in this world also. Tehsiv the posik says, hallelujah Hashem in oritz. We praise Hashem from this world. Taninim, the great fishes, v'chol toimois, eishu vorod, sheleg v'kito, ruach soro, oise devoroi. All these things are in the orats on this world. There's eish, there's fire, there's vorod, hail and snow, and kito and smoke and storms. So what do you say? It's only in this mechoin. It's in the Shemayim. It's on this world also. So Marit says, enechnam, yom Rabbi Yehuda, that I'm a Rav. That David bikesh aleihem rachamim v'horidam loritz. David HaMelech was mizbakish, davened to Hashem to take it down from the mechoin, from the Shemayim mechoin, to bring these things down to the oritz. Why? What do you want these things to come down to this world for? Omri said like this, Omri lefon, Ribbono shel Olam, loy kel chofetz roshato, you're not Hashem that wants bad. Lo yegurcho b'megurcho ra, nothing bad should be in your mogur. Where you live in Shemayim, you shouldn't have these bad things there, these punishments there. Tzadik ato Hashem lo yoga b'megurcho ra, that you're a tzadik and Shemayim should only have good things, not bad things. Therefore, you have to double his mispal. Hashem brought down this inyan of the sheleg and the geshem. He brought it down to Boritz. Rashi says, you shouldn't have these bad things by you. So there was no stira. First it was in Shemayim, then after David HaMelech's tefillah, it came down Boritz. For the Gemara, Minolon, the Ikri Shemayim, how do we know that Mechoin is called Shemayim? The Yasiv, the Pasuk says, V'ata tishma Shemayim Mechoin Shiftecha. That the Shemayim Mechoin should listen, Mashra Mechoin is also called the Shemayim. Fact, the seventh one is called Arovos. How do we know what's in the Arovos? Sheboi Tzedek Mishpat Utzdoka. That's where Kodesh Baruch Hu has this midah of tzedek there, of mishpat and tzedakah. Ginzei chayim is the hidden of life. The ginzei shalom, the hidden of peace. The ginzei brocha, the hidden of brocha. Unishmosan shel tzadikim. That's where the neshamas of the tzadikim are, all the way up in the top shemayim. The ruchais unishamos shosili boris. And who are then the ruchais? Down the shadim, the ruchais. And who are then the neshamos that are going to be born? Rashi says ruchas neshamis. Rashi says chod. You know, it's one thing. For ruchas neshamis, it's one thing. Yesh meforashim ruach. He are neshamu asuye b'dmus aguf. Neshama, that's neshima. The ruach, that's the guf, and the neshama, that's this wind that goes into you. Vayta v'tal shosa kosh baruch laich lahachis by mesim. There's also a special do in that shemayim called arovos. That a mitzvah Shem Hashem is going to use to make tchias amesim with. Now tzedek u'mishpat. How do we know? The siddur pasuk says tzedek u'mishpat mechoin kisecha. It's upstairs in Shemayim. Stoker dichsiv ayubas stoker kishuyin. Ginzei chayim dichsiv ki imcho mekor chayim. The ginzei shalom dichsiv ayikro le'Hashem shalom. The ginzei bracha dichsiv yisa bracha meis Hashem. Nishmosat shal tzedikim dichsiv v'hoisa nefesh adoinei tzrura b'sura chayim. Mashmu that the neshamis es Hashem, the tzoro, the hidden, the upstairs by Hashem. B'tzoro ha'chayim es Hashem ulekechiyah. Ruchos neshamis shoshu liboros. How do we know the siv? Ki ruach melofon nayatav. On the neshama is on the yasisi. Kodesh Baruch himself makes the neshama means these things are in front of Hashem. Tal. How do we know this tale, this do that Hashem is going to use him as Hashem to make tchias the mesim? The Yechsid, the pasuk says, Geshem nedovo is tonif. Elokim nach losko. V'nilo ato kananto shom. Kananto shom. So, Kitzel, this zach that Hashem is Geshem, Hashem is going to make us wake up with, this tchias the mesim is also in the Shemayim. Vaita shom oifanim usrofim chayas hakodesh. And this Shemayim called the Arovois, that's what these big Malochim, the Yafanim, the Srofim, the Chayas HaKodesh are there. All Malachi HaShoros is there. The Kisa Yaakovit is there. Melech Kel Chai Rom V'Nisa Shechen Aloyim. The Arovois. And HaKadosh Baruch himself is like up there in the Arovois, that's the place where Hashem is also. Shenem and Apostolic says, Soilu L'Roichiv Arovois, Bekor Shemoi. That go right up there in the Arovois, that's because Shema, that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu is. Now, so that's all these things are in the Arovois. Now the Gemara says, Minolam Yikra Shemayim, how do we know that Arovois is also called Shemayim? Asiya Rechiva Rechiva. Don't exer a Shava Rechiva Rechiva. Sivhocha Soilu L'Roichiv Arovois. Says the Lashon L'Roichiv Roid in the Arovois. Uksivhosam Roichiv Shemayim B'Yazrecha. So here says the Russian Reichiv Shemayim Yasrech. You see the word Reichiv goes on Shemayim. The Mele it says Reichiv Barovis. So both of them have to do with the Shemayim. Vayta v'choshech v'onan v'arofel makif v'noisoi. And the darkness is all around there. Shenema yoshes choshech sisroi. Svivoisov. Sukosoi cheshchas mayim oveshchokim. That around this Arovis is all the darkness there. Is it true that upstairs in the Arovis where Kodesh Baruch himself lives, there's dark, there's blackness there? For you see, the pasuk says in the Neil, "Hu gole amikoso umesaroso yodo." Yeah. So, mash for what of Hashem? There's only gole, there's only light. For front of Kodesh Baruch is only light. So how do you say here there's chayshich there? And the Gemara, "May b'chashucha." What does it mean? The darkness. On the huri may. It's all part of the pasuk. Mashmud upstairs, there is only light. There's always light there by Hashem. So how can we say now that the choshech and none of our ruffle all around? More like Asher. Ho bebote gavoi, ho bebote broi. One is in the inner chamber, one is in the outer chamber. Shashibote gavoi and huri moishari. In the inner chamber next to Hashem, there's only light there. And in the outer chamber, that time you have light, you have darkness also there. Yeah. V'yomer Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Oid rekiya echod yesh lemalo mirashi hachayis. There's even an eighth rekiya. So far we had seven rekiyas. There's another one, lemalo mirashi hachayis, on top of the heads of the chayis. You see the person says in Yecheskel, udumus al roshe hachaya rekiya kein hakerach. Hanura. So there's another rekiya even on top of the chayis. So Gemara says the reason we're going to talk about it is ad kan yesh lechor rishus ladaber mikan v'yelach ein lechor rishus ladaber. After this, after the seventh rekiya, we don't have rishus to talk about. That's already too much out already. This last rekiya is ein lechor rishus ladaber. We don't have a right to talk about it. Shekein Kosta B'Sefer Ben Sira. It says in the Sefer Ben Sira, a type of a history book, Ben Sira, that B'mafula Mincho Al Tidrush. Something that's hidden from you, don't be dervish, don't look into it. B'mechusa Mincho Al Tachkar, same thing, something that's hidden from us, don't be choyka, don't try and understand it. Now, certain things are above our understanding. These things was doing in the Yeser Kiya, that's Mechusa. B'mashah Harishcha, his Bainin. What you have a right to think into, be misbeinin. You don't have a right to be oisekin in the storos. The hidden things, that's not for us to be oisekin. Tanya, Omer Rab Yechonon ben Zakkai, Ma tshuva hashivosoi baskel yoisa rosha? What tshuva did the baskel say back to Nebuchadnezzar rosha, the shor shoma, when Nebuchadnezzar rosha once said, and he said he wanted, Elo abom esayav, Edmal elyon, I'm going to go up to Shemayim. The Russian Nebuchadnezzar said, I'm going to go up to Shemayim, I'll be like Hashem. So what did the Baskel answer back to him to try and stop him, to tell him, you fool, how could you dare come to Shemayim? Yotzos Abaskel v'yomerloi. Abaskel went out and said, Rosho ben Benoisho Nimrei, a Rosho. You, Nebuchadnezzar, is a Rosho, the son of a Rosho, and you come from the great Nimrod, a Rosho. Shehimrit kol olam kuli olam machusay. That Nimrod, the first one to be murdered, to rebel against Hashem, to get the whole world to be rebel against Hashem. Kama says, so the Baskel told Nebuchadnezzar like this, Kama shenoyser shalodim. How long does a person live on this world? Shivim shana, the mile 70. Shenem HaPosik says, Yimei shenoyseinu b'hem shivim shana. If you're to be a gibor, a strong person, you live to 80. For how long, well, let's think. It takes a person to start traveling. If you, Nebuchadnezzar, want to start traveling upwards, it's going to take you 500 years to reach the first Rekiah. The Uvav Shor Rekiah Mahalach Chomesh Mea Shona. To walk through the thickness of the first Rekiah takes 500 years. The Chain Ben Kol Rekiah. We had so far 7 Rekiahs. So to walk in between one Rekiah and the next Rekiah takes 500 years. No, you didn't get there yet. Lamala Mehen, above the 7 Rekiahs are the Chayas HaKadosh. And we had this last thing. There's an 8th Rekiah. Lamala Mizeh is the Chayas HaKadosh. Now, these Chayas HaKodesh, these Malachim, the Chayas HaKodesh, Ragle HaChayos Keneged Kulam. The Ragle, just the feet of the Chayas, Keneged, all the area we spoke about so far. From downstairs here till the top Rekiah, that's a few hundred thousand years, that's how much it is to walk the distance of the Ragle, the feet of the Chayas. Vaiter Kasulev HaChayos, the ankles of the Chayas, is also Keneged Kulam. To walk the distance, how big the ankles of these chayas are, again, will take you more than all these years put together. Shukei achayas, the size of the chayas, also connected kulam, also goes very far up. Rechuvei achayas, the rechuvei connected kulam. Chuvei Rashi says, hu etzem hayerech, that's like the knee. Hasamach l'shuk yerech, hu etzem akulyas, the knee. To walk past the knee of these chayas also take all these connected kulam. Yarchei achayis, the thighs of the chayis, keneged kulam. Gufei achayis, to walk through the body of the chayis, keneged kulam. Savori achayis, to walk above just the neck of the chayis, is also keneged kulam. Lord should take all these years to walk, will take it just to walk through the neck of the chayis. Roshi achayis, he didn't get to the head yet. When he gets to the head of the chayis, is keneged kulam. The head is so great, it'll take him more years than all this to walk the distance of the head. Karnei Achayis, they have a horn to it yet, is Keneged Kulam. So Keneged Kulam means all these years, these hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years, he'll take you to walk through the horns of these Chayis. Lamala Mihen, what's on top of the horns of the Chayis? Then we get to the Kisei Kovet. We get to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Ragle Kisei HaKovet, just the feet of the Kisei HaKovet, is Keneged Kulam, is also Keneged all those years. Kisei HaKovet, to walk through the distance of the Kisei HaKovet, that's also connected kulam. And Melech Kelchai V'Kayim Rom V'Nisa Shechin Aleim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was above all this. V'Yator Ma'at Ela Abomis Hayav. And you, Nebuchadnezzar, think you could walk upstairs to get to Shemayim. Ed Malelyon, you get back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you think you can get near there. You know what? You know you'll go. Ach El Sheol Torah, you go way down to your grave, you go. Hayakis Sebor, very far down, deep in Gehenna, that's where you're going to go. Not too much further. So that's what the Baskel answered back to Nebuchadnezzar, HaRosha. Right. Now the Mishnah says, V'loi v'makor v'biyochet. You're not allowed to learn this parak of Yecheskel. We'll soon see exactly how far it's called. The Maisa Makor in the first program of Yecheskel. You're not allowed to learn it, biyochet. Tanya Rebbe Chia. Avo Moisrum Loi Rosh Yiprokim. The Rebbe, if he sees he has a very smart Talmud, a big tzaddik, he's allowed to give over to the tzaddik the Rosh Yiprokim. He can't teach him, but the beginning of something, the heads of the psukim, Rosh Yiprokim he could teach him. Start him off like. Rashi says, Rosh Yiprokim means Rosh Yiprokim Shabbat. You start him off with the beginning of each parsha. I'm a Rebbe Zeira. Ein Moisrin Roshe Prokim El Aliyah Bezdin. Even this Roshe Prokim, you can only give over to an Av Bezdin. Ulochol Mi Shali Boy Doig Bekirboy. Anybody that is lave is doig means is Yerei Shemayim. Such a person, you can give over to him the Roshe Prokim about the Maaser Merkava. Rashi means libo doig means v'ena mekel aroshay es roshay. He has Yerei Shemayim. It's not mekel. Doesn't get easy. Ika the army, some say v'usha libo doig the kirbay. That is lave is doig inside him. Rashi tarte binu. Omar Rebbe Ami. Ein moisrim sisrei Torah al lemi sheyesh bei chamisha dvorim. You can't give over sisrei Torah. So Rashi says it also. Sisrei Torah means also going maaser makova, which that's maaser makova means what's doing in the malachim and shemayim near the kisei hakavod, the sefer yitzira, the sefer of creation, or maaser breishis vibraisa. It's a braisa like this. So this sisrei Torah can't give over only to somebody that has these five things. He has to be Sar Chamishim, head of Chamishim, Unesu Yeponim, V'yoyes, V'chacham, Charoshim, V'nov, and Lochash. Rashi means, on the Kama first, let the Gemara explain what are these five milis you have to have to be able to get to learn Sisrei Torah. V'yom Rabbi Yami, Ein Moisrim Divrei Torah Lo V'chachovim. You're not allowed to teach any Torah at all to a Goy. Shenem the Apostle says until him, Lo Yosu Kein Lachol Goyim Mishpotim Ba'yidom. That a mishpat and bal yidom, you're not allowed to teach them. You're not allowed to teach a goy Torah. Torah was given over to Klal Yisrael and not to goyim. We're not allowed to teach goyim any Torah.